took longer to do this message, but it is what it is. Learning from the who? Can we say it louder? Learning from the who? You mean ladies can lead? Say yes, sir. Come on. Are you kidding me? Ladies can lead. We believe that at Fellowship Church. We believe you can lead. We believe you can do. We believe you can do anything. Why can't you? Dumbest thing on the planet to think otherwise. Amen. Come on. Ladies, are you kidding me? Learning from the ladies. Got us a lady story today. Learning from some leaders in the Old Testament. Here we go. We got a flyer. Y'all right? No time to lallygag on this one. You ready? Say. Come on. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead. We're not going to get into that. And the Lord sold them into the hand of, say it with me, Jabin, the king of Canaan. So they were being ruled over by this wicked king, Jabin, that reigned in Hazor. The captain, his main general of the host of Jabin, the king, his name was, say it with me, Sisera. Sisera. Got it? Say. If I say it wrong, just say it however. Sisera. Which dwelt in Harosheth of the Gentiles. So Jabin had a main general. His name was Sisera. Don't forget that. We're talking about learning from leaders today, from the Old Testament. Here we go. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had, Sisera, had 900 chariots of what? Iron. Okay, now you might not think that's a big deal, but back in the day, to have horses and chariots of iron, you could whoop some serious tail. And 20 years, he did exactly that. He mightily oppressed the children of Israel. Sisera, the general, for Jabin. That's what he did. So the children of Israel were oppressed mightily for 20 years. We've learned that so far. We all right so far? Hang in here with me. The man who led the abusive attack was a wicked general named... His name was what? There you go. In case you're here for the first time, this is how we do church. And Deborah, that's one of the ladies. There she is. And let's do a quick test. And don't lie. How many would say, Clark, if you stop right now, I don't have any clue about Deborah or the story of Deborah. Can I see your hand? That's what I thought. Here we go. And Deborah, a prophetess and wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at the time. She was a judge, which is a good thing. Okay? She judged Israel. She dwelt under the palm tree. I think that's sort of cool. Sounds sort of Florida-ish, doesn't it? She said, put my office over there under that palm tree. She dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim, and the children of Israel came up to her for what? It was well known. That's where she is, right over there. It's the palm tree of Deborah. Right over there is where her office is. Go see it right there. So God used a woman named Deborah. Her name means what? A bee. A bee. That's what the name Deborah means. It means a bee. What does that mean? She was sweet, but she had a stinger. Now, I'm sweet now, she says, but don't think I can't put some serious hurting on you. Deborah. She was the wife of Lapidoth. I'm having to make up time, so we're going to keep moving. She is the wife of Lapidoth. The name Lapidoth means lamps, and Jewish historians and rabbinical scholars who study this for thousands of years, I mean, they're out all over this stuff. They believe that Deborah actually also made wicks for the tabernacle. That's something she did for the lighting of the candles and things. Deborah was a woman of light. Keep looking. She stood out among the people. Keep going. She was a prophetess. The Bible says Deborah was a prophetess. That means she was instructed in what? Say it with me. Divine knowledge. Let's look at that just a bit. She had immediate inspiration from the Spirit of God. Like God spoke to the prophets, like Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel, God spoke to Deborah the same way. She was a very, very special woman that God spoke to. She could hear from God. She possessed unusual gifts of what? Wisdom. She heard the words of God, and she probably saw what? Visions from God as well. We're talking about the woman Deborah. What can we learn today about victory in our life from this woman leader, Deborah? Now, she was devoted to the service of the people of Israel. She was a what? Judge. She judged the people. Just like here. We have issues and problems and struggles in court and things like that. Well, we didn't come up with that idea, guys, of how to resolve this stuff. It's been happening a long time. She was a judge. But she was also not only a judge of the people, she was a judge for God. She would speak judgment from God on the people. Deborah. So she corrected the people as pertaining to the law of God. They're screwing up, she'd tell them. She would also hear the complaints of the people and would, by the Spirit of God, show them the just judgment of God. Are you hearing a little bit so far? Don't go to sleep on me because we're not where we're going. Keep going. Her judgment seat was located in the what? How many would like that? If you had an office, you'd sort of like it outside. Can we put me down by that palm tree by the water over there, say? Let them come to me under the shadow of a tree. So that's Deborah. Talking about victory today, learning from the who. All righty. All right, it's ladies. We ain't got the other lady yet. We just got lady. That's a clue. There's another lady coming. And so Deborah sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of Kadesh Naphtali. And he said unto him, and she said unto him, so Barak is a leader. He's a general himself, a leader of the host of Israel. So she calls him. Hey, has not the Lord God commanded? See, I hear from God, and I know He's told you some stuff too, Jack. Has not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, go draw toward Mount Tabor and take with you 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and other children of Zebulun? The Lord's been telling me, He's been talking to you and told you what to do, and you ain't doing it. So a woman calls him on it. Did you hear what just happened? And I will draw unto thee in the river Kishon, who? That wicked general that had the 900 chariots that had oppressed the children of Israel for how many years? 20. The captain of Jabin's army with his chariots and his multitude. And I will deliver him, God speaking through Deborah to Barak, I will deliver him into your hand. Didn't you hear this? Didn't you know that? And Barak said unto her, this is hilarious. If you go with me, I'll go. That sounds exactly like none other than me. Kim and I went and looked at an old house the other day. That thing was so rotty and nasty and everything. I mean, it was during Halloween week, and if there was a ghost, it was in that house. Now, I wasn't worried about that. I was worried about the rats and everything in it and the spiders. And I told Kim, you come on. So I had the flashlight. I bought a $42 flashlight, which I don't spend that kind of money. But if I'm going in here, I want it light. And if Kim didn't have her hand on me, where you at? Where you at? So that's what this story sounds like to me. Anyway, if you go with me, I'll go. But if you ain't going, I ain't going. We're learning from some ladies today. Keep looking. And she said, I'll surely go. Boy, we can see she believed God, can't we? See, when God said something, she would just do it. Sure, I'm going to go. I ain't got no problem with going. See, Barak didn't. Did you see that? Say, he had a weaker faith. She had a stronger faith. Notwithstanding, the journey that thou takest shall not be for your honor. This is Deborah speaking. I'll go with you, but no, it ain't going to be for your honor. Know that you ain't getting the credit. For the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hand of a who? A woman. You've been getting all the credit all the years for being the man? I'll go with you. But know this, you ain't going to be the man. And Deborah arose and she went with Barak to Kadesh. I'll go with you, but know something. Say it with me. You'll not get to what? Say it loud. A woman will. It's one of my favorite stories in the Bible, by the way. I love these stories. Learning from leaders. Learning from the ladies. So Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali, that's the people, all these thousands of people with him, to Kadesh, and he went up with 10,000 men at his feet. And Deborah did what? Went what? You learning something? The lady's keeping her word, ain't she? Say. Now Heber, story changes a little bit, the Kenite, which was of the children of Hobab, the father-in-law of Moses, had severed himself from the Kenites and pitched his tent unto the plain of Zanaim, which is by Kadesh. That's a little bit of something that you need to realize. This guy had separated his ties from Jabin and Canaan and all that. And I ain't so sure they all knew about that. Just keep that in mind. And they showed Sisera that Barak the son of Abinadab was going up to the Mount Tabor. And Sisera gathered together all his chariots, even how many? 900 chariots of iron. So Sisera is getting ready for the battle. And all the people that were with him from Harosheth of the Gentiles unto the river Kishon. This should be a bloodbath against the children of Israel. It should be a bloodbath. They should be destroyed. There's no way they can come against Sisera, his mighty army. He's oppressed him for 20 years. And plus he has the 900 chariots, which just makes nothing of them. And Deborah said unto Barak, up! Doesn't that sound just like a woman? Get up! Get up! Come on! Let's go! Gotta go! Up! For this is the day! This is the day in which the Lord has delivered Sisera into your hand. Is not the Lord gone out before you? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor and 10,000 men after him. And the Lord, oh, I love this verse, different kind of word right here. And the Lord, say it with me, discomfited. We don't say that much. The Lord discomfited. This is the old King James I use, but he discomfited Sisera. That means he didn't make him too comfortable. He caused him some grief. We're going to come back to that. So they go down and the Lord, it wasn't Deborah and it wasn't Barak, but the Lord discomfited who? Sisera and his men. And all his chariots and all his host with the edge of the sword before Barak. So the children of Israel totally destroyed them. Totally defeated Sisera and these 900 chariots of iron. How did that happen? That's insane. So that Sisera got down off his chariot and he did what? Ran. The mighty general, he's running for his life. Have I lost you so far or not? I mean, this is a pretty quick story because we've got to go. Now, what happened with that discomfited stuff? The Lord discomfited Sisera, and then the children of Israel were able to defeat them with the edge of the sword. What happened? Keep in mind, we know history in this country about 200 years back, and it's pretty solid, 200-300 years. The Jewish history goes back thousands of years. Scribes, they're very, very, very accurate at some of the things they write. That's why when we doubt things in the Bible, we're really foolish, because they're accurate, because they're written down, they're historical. We just don't know that. We think, it's just some man wrote the book. No, it's very accurate and very historical. And so what happened here? What happened with that discomfited thing? Don't you think the children of Israel would know something happened? And if it happened, write it down and tell it to their children in the future, in the future generations, if some mighty battle happened like this? Of course they would. Here's what happened. God's terror discomfited or dissipated and dispersed the army of Sisera. Look again. Look at Judges 5:20. Here's another verse about this situation. They fought from heaven, and the stars in their courses fought against them. Say that with me. They fought from, and the stars in their... Something happened at that battle. It wasn't just Sisera's army and the chariots against the children of Israel. God did something that caused a lot of problems. And here's what people suppose it was. We're going back to the Weather Channel. Here we go. Ancient Jewish historians believe, say it with me, a violent storm of... Say that again. A violent storm of pounded into the enemy's faces and did what to them? Discomfited them.
You can have a chariot all day long, brother, but if balls, you know, golf ball size hell's hitting you in the head, your chariots ain't worth a whole lot. Reminds me of a trip I took to Texas, up north of Amarillo, going to Colorado. If you get north of Amarillo, they ain't nothing. How many have ever made that trip back way up to Colorado? Is that the truth? Amarillo, forget about it. Little towns, you can see them 25 miles off in the distance. And it's also called the Wind Corridor and all that. And I never understood that because I'm from the South and I don't even care about it. But anyway, but it's there. And I'm driving and sure enough, wind. The car's going funky. And we see rain off in the distance, me and Mitch. Mitch is driving the Titan. Are you here, Mitch? Where are you? I don't see him. It's a true story. He's in the Titan pickup. I'm usually driving, but you drive, Mitch. Well, he don't know we're going to get into this. And it looked like rain, but it was hell. We've never driven in hell. I personally never driven in hell before. Didn't then. He was driving. But anyway, it was crazy. And you ask Mitch about the story sometime. I told him, stop, stop, stop. And then the hail was beating up on my nice Titan. Go, go, go! Go, go! And then it was so bad we couldn't see. Stop, stop, stop! No, no, go, go! Drove Mitch up the wall. We get to a rest stop and a trucker told us, when you ever get in hail like that, don't stop. When it's so heavy, don't stop. Because the guy behind you can't see. And a lot of big old 18-wheelers are on that road. And they'll run you right over. A lot of deaths have happened. So it's a good thing we didn't stop. Kept going. Kept going. Kept going. That's just a lesson. Just remember that hail lesson. There we go. So their chariots of iron became very easy what? I mean, that's pretty nice. But with hail hitting you in the head, you got a problem. So the enemy was utterly defeated all the way back to the general's headquarters by the children of Israel. Because God told Deborah, that's exactly what's going to happen. We're going to win that battle. Got to keep flying. But Barak pursued after the chariots, and after the host and the Harosheth of the Gentiles, and all the host of Sisera fell upon the edge of the sword, and there was not a man left. Killed them all. Got to fly. Victory. Learning from the ladies. Hello. Introducing woman number two. Stop. How many knows her name? Don't say it. You know her name? How many knows her name? Just a few of you. Keep going. You never count. Howbeit, Sisera fled on his way to the feet of the tent of who? Jael, the wife of Heber. We heard about him a little bit earlier. The Kenite. For there was peace between Jabin, the king of Hazor, and the house of Heber, the Kenite. So Sisera thought he could go there and retreat there. But remember, these are really relatives way back to Moses. Okay, so he thought he could go there and it would be safe, but hold the phone. And Jael went out to meet Sisera, the general, the famous general, said unto him, turn in, my lord. Turn in to me. You can come to this tent. Fear not. Say that with me. Don't believe that when a woman tells you that. Come on. Fear not. And when he had turned in unto her into the tent, she covered him with a mantle. Covered him up. He's cold, been beat the heck out of by hail. He said unto her, give me, I pray thee, a little what? Need some water. I'm thirsty. And she opened him a bottle of what? When you ask for a drink from a lady, and you ask for a certain thing, and she gives you something else, you just watch out. Give me some water. She gave him what? Is milk water? Nope. And she gave him a drink and covered him. You know what milk is really good for late at night if it doesn't upset your stomach? It helps you go to what? Sleep. Where do we learn that from? Right here. Bible. Right there. Sisera wanted Jael to tell a lie, by the way. Keep going. He said unto her, stand in the door of the tent. If it comes that any man does come and inquire of you and say, is there anybody in here? Any man in here? You hiding anybody? Say, no. So he wanted to lie. Then Jael, Heber's wife, get ready. Cover your children's ears. Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a what? Don't ever forget Jael and Nail. Say that with me. Jael and one more time, Jael and Nail. She took a nail from the what? I ain't talking about some like 12 penny nail. I'm talking about a nail that holds down a tent. A tent stake. She took a tent stake. And she took a hammer in her hand while he is sleeping with the milk all covered up. And she went softly into him and smote the nail into his temples and fastened his head to the ground with it. For he was fast asleep and weary, and so he had died. Now, don't you? I know you feel like, oh, that's terrible, terrible story, terrible story. This man had destroyed the people of God. This man had murdered them and massacred them. And God said, you're not going to do that to my people anymore. I'm going to deliver my people, and I'm going to use a woman to do it. Amen. Say, next time, women, you don't think you can do something, or somebody says you can't do something, you remember the story. Oh, we can do mighty things. Don't get too violent, though. God is a righteous judge and avenger. Then J.L. Heber's wife took a nail of the tent. She took a hammer in her hand. She went in softly. She smote the nail into his temples, fastened it to the ground, for he was fast asleep and weary, and so he what? That's an instant death right there. It was divine power that enabled J.L. to do this. It was not her doing. It was divine justice from God Almighty that was executed that day. That's what happened. So, Sisera sought to destroy Israel with his 900 chariots of iron. God destroyed him by using one what? We need to remember that as leaders and having victory in our life. We think we can't do it. We think, oh my gosh, there's no way I can't do it. Remember this story. Great general, 900 chariots. If God be for us, who can be against us? It's not about the violence in this story. It's about learning that God can use one nail and some hail. Amen. Come on. Jael's glory, Sisera's what? Keep looking. And behold, as Barak pursued Sisera, Jael came out to meet him. So now Barak's after him. Remember Barak? He's going to get the glory. I'll let his tail down. Kill him. I'll kill him. I'll kill him. Deborah's saying some woman's going to get the glory. So Barak comes, and Jael comes out to meet him and says, hello. Come on in. I'll show you the man you're looking for. And when he came into her tent, behold, Sisera lay dead, and the nail was in his temples. So God subdued on that day Jabin, the king of Canaan, before the children of Israel. More happened than just that. Jabin, the king of the Canaanites, went down as well. Big, big deal. And the hand of the children of Israel prospered and prevailed against Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they destroyed Jabin, the king of Canaan. Oh, we about done. You're killing me. Learning from the ladies. Here we go. Listen to the song that Deborah wrote. Remember Deborah? She wrote a little song about all this. Now, I can't sing it, but I can write it. Here we go. Blessed above women shall Jael, the wife of Heber, be. Blessed shall be she be above the women in the tent. Ain't no tent lady like her. He asked water. She gave him what? Milk, milk, milk. She brought forth butter in a lordly dish. I don't know what that means. She put her hand to the nail, her right hand to the workman's hammer, and with the hammer she smote Sisera. She smote off his head when she had pierced and stricken him through his temples. Boy, that's not a song I'd want to hear on the radio. At her feet he bowed down, he fell. He lay down at her feet, he bowed down, he fell. Where he bowed down, there he fell down. Dead. But the song keeps going. Deborah keeps writing. The mother of Sisera was looking out her window, crying through the lattice. Where is the chariot? Where's my son? Why ain't he home yet? Why tarry the wheels of those famous chariots? Her wise ladies are in the group there, and they answer saying, oh, he returns. And she returns answer to herself. Keep going, keep going. Have they not sped? Have they not divided the prey? That's what they're doing to every man. They're going to bring back some women that can be raped. That's what they did. To Sisera, a prey of different colors. He's taken all their clothes. He's taken all their stuff. That's what's taken so long, Mama. Of different colors of needlework on both sides. It's going to be so pretty, Mama, when he finally gets home. Meet for the necks of them that take the spoil. So let all thy enemies perish. How do you like the song Deborah wrote? So let all thy enemies perish, O Lord. But let them that love him be as the sun when he goes forth in his might. And the land had rest for how many years? 40 years. Quite a story, isn't it? We're learning from the ladies. We're learning from leaders. What did we learn? Yes, we learned a few things. What did we learn? Remember, keep going. Leaders lead. That's what leaders do. Did you hear me? Barrett, get off your tail and go do what God says, because leaders lead. That's what leaders do. He didn't. It took a woman to get him kicked in the rear to get it going. Yes or no? Number two, it's God who gives the what? It's God who gives the victory. Let's learn from that today, from this lesson. How about this one? You can run, but you can't hide. I learned that today. Did you learn that? I'll run inside this tent. You can run, sucker, but you can't hide. Number four, God is a righteous judge. And His judgment ain't always what? Say it with me. God is a righteous judge, and His judgment ain't always what? Okay. Well, some of us will leave this room today, or you listen to me on radio like, oh, God's a terrible God. I'm going to tell you something. You don't want to fall into the hands of an angry God. Amen. Are you hearing me today? Okay. His judgment ain't pretty. People refuse His Son. People reject His Son, Jesus. They will die and go to a devil's hell. A devil's hell is a gazillion times worse than a nail in the temple. Matter of fact, the book of Revelation says that in hell, people are wanting to die and can't. That is real horror. But God gave His Son. If we put our faith in His Son, Jesus, He'll forgive us of our sins. He'll write our name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. We'll never perish. Is that what the Bible says? That's the deal, man. That's God. You might say, well, I don't like that kind of God. Well, sorry, He's the only one. Amen. Yes or no? You can make one up, but if you want the true God, that is the true God. This is a picture of the true God. Doing what God says brings what? The land rested. Am I done? We're late. Let's praise the Lord for a good word from the Old Testament. Victory!